Bucks in Cleveland tonight. Eric Name of The Athletic, he is there. Coach Names, Namesy, what's up, E?
Namesy.
You guys giving away money to bet? I can bet some money on some.
Like, do you want to go Fresno State and Arizona State? I'm taking Arizona State.
You know, I'm beginning to switch my mind about that. I'm doing some reading here.
You like Fresno?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
yeah,
I like Arizona State. With you.
Yeah, you know, Arizona State's not that good.
But they keep beating the ranked teams.
Okay.
So I like them.
All right.
Herm Edwards.
I'll take it. Ooh, Herm. Okay, forget it now. I'll take Fresno.
All right, I'll take Arizona
Minus
State.
Five. I'm favored by five.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll take Fresno.
Okay. Name, you in?
Name?
I would take Fresno.
The Pride of Slinger takes Fresno. He's with me.
Okay. Are you putting up money?
I might. I need to think about it. I need to look at some spreads. I haven't done any research, but right, I'm probably.
You got till 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah. Is it late afternoon?
Oh, no, 2:30 game, ABC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Name, the reason why we got you on is obviously to talk some Bucks here. What with Middleton? I don't know if you had a chance to talk to Mids lately, but what's going on with his game? He had that benching back early in December against the Knicks. He's been inconsistent. What's going on there with him?
He is very much in the middle of a slump, and he knows it. And you know, we talked to him after the game a little bit on Wednesday, and you know, he just mentioned like, "Hey, I've gotten some good looks these last couple games. I felt pretty good about them, and shots just aren't going in. I'm thinking about it a little bit too much." And then mentioned just kind of the idea that, you know, if you're a Bucks fan, you know that this happens sometimes. That, you know, I do go through shooting slumps at times, and I'm in the middle of one right now. And what I thought was really interesting was, I'd asked the question, like, okay, so you're in a shooting slump. Is there something you go to? Is there something you try to get to get yourself out of that, right? Because, you know, if you know you're in it, you got to find yourself an easy look. You got to find yourself something to break yourself out of it. And he said, yeah, I definitely have looks like that, but in this offense, I don't really get a chance to go to those looks. Like, we don't really have those in the system. We don't really have those in kind of what we do. And, you know, when you think of what Chris Middleton would go to when he's trying to break himself out of a slump, I think it's probably a lot of those shots that we saw last year where he gets a smaller guy on him, he backs a guy down in the post, he shoots that little baseline turnaround that he likes so much. And in the Bucks' offense as it's currently constituted, those shots don't really exist. And it was just interesting to hear him say that. And then it was especially interesting to go to Giannis Antetokounmpo afterwards, and we talked to him after we talked to Chris, and in that game, Giannis shot the ball 7 times against the Pacers. Just 7 times is, I mean, nothing. For a guy averaging as many points per game as Giannis is, that's nothing. And, you know, he mentioned that every single time he touched the ball, he saw 3 defenders in front of him, so he made the right play. And that, you know, the goal of the offense is for him to be unselfish, and, you know, he's got to keep passing it, keep making the right play. And I said, well, you know, if that's what you're supposed to do, and that is what you do, how do you get a rhythm yourself? How do you find yourself in the game? And he just looked at me and he said, you can't. And I do think we're kind of in this interesting spot where in the offensive system that they run, I think we're seeing both these guys put up career-high numbers. Giannis's numbers are better than they've ever been before. Middleton's numbers are better than they've ever been before, even with this recent slump. Like, he's still putting up great numbers. And, you know, when you think about that, you would think, oh, these guys must be loving it. But, you know, both of those guys in this game that they really struggled mentioned the fact that, you know, in this system, there's going to be times where they can't really and seemingly get themselves out of a slump or get themselves out of a tough stretch. And I think that's going to be really interesting to watch as this season goes, because last year both of those guys had opportunities to go one-on-one, to ISO, to clear an entire side of the floor out and just kind of go to work. And I think everyone that watched the Bucks last year can imagine those possessions where either Giannis or Chris would just dribble for 8 seconds on the left side of the floor and dribble into a post up and go to work. Those possessions don't really exist anymore in Mike Budenholzer's offense. So it's going to be interesting to see how both those guys react to the way that teams are defending them, and with Middleton, the way that he tries to bust out of this slump.
Eric Name joining us with The Athletic here, Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. We all know he was benched in that Knicks game, and then we talked to John Horst this week, said he had a personal matter. Sometimes you miss a day of work because of a personal matter. We all do it. And so he missed that Pistons game. And since then, he's been averaging 11.2 points a game, and that's not very Chris Middleton-like. And I'm totally fine saying, okay, guy had a personal thing, whatever it was, they don't want to tell us, it's fine, it's personal, so we'll move on. But when he's playing like this, when he shoots 4 for 14 against Golden State, when he shoots 4 of 18 against the Pacers, and then Malcolm Brogdon saying that he's sick, I don't know what that is supposed to mean, sick like how. It seems like to the naked eye, Eric, it seems like whatever was bothering him then is still bothering him now. So what's bothering Chris Middleton, and are we ever going to know about it? And is it affecting his play on the court?
I would doubt you're ever going to know about it, just because that's kind of how Chris is. Chris is a private dude. So whatever it was, I don't think we will really ever have that out in the public. So I don't think that will ever happen. And, you know, I think it's a combination of things because, you know, you mentioned since the benching, but the game before that, he was 3 of 11. The game before that, 6 of 13. And the game before that, he was 4 of 18. So really the way that I've been judging this slump is it's almost at 2 or 3 weeks now. It started before any of the drama began, and it's continued after any of that drama has I guess, continued. So I think it's just one of those stretches, and, you know, it's weird to see drama exist around Chris Middleton because typically it doesn't, but I don't think it is weird to see him have a shooting slump. Like, this is something that we've seen before. Like, there were times last year where this happens, and I think the interesting thing to go along with it is that we've also seen Giannis have a bad 5 or so games here. We've seen 5 games now where Giannis has shot the ball about 11 times per game, which is obviously much less than he typically shoots it. We've seen him only go to the line about 5 times a game in those same games. So I think, obviously, Chris is struggling to shoot it, but also on top of it, teams are really making sure that Giannis is not going to hurt them. And then, they're asking for Chris to do even more to kind of make up for Giannis not taking those shots. Because, you know, if you take shots away from Giannis, they have to go somewhere else. And at this point, they're going to Chris. And I don't know that they're necessarily going to great looks for Chris. they're still pretty tough shots. So I think we're going to have to see how he tries to break out of this. And I don't know if we're ever going to have an answer exactly why he breaks out of it, but, you know, it's at some point you assume he is talented enough that it is going to happen.
All right, the way they defended Giannis the other day where they plugged up the lane, talking about the Indiana Pacers, and Giannis just got 4-7 shooting. That's just uncharacteristic of him, and I know the guys around him didn't exactly light it up from the outside. But what did you see what the Pacers did the other night, and do you think that might be a blueprint for what teams will do to Giannis?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've seen a couple teams kind of go about this. The Warriors started on that Friday night, sent help at Giannis, I mean, I think faster than just about anyone else has ever done, where, you know, he was literally just touching the ball, and as soon as he got it, there were 2 defenders just sprinting towards him. Anytime you got a touch near the lane, an immediate double team. And because of that, you just saw him, you know, kicking the ball out and not finding really any sort of rhythm. And against, you know, the Raptors, that's a team that knows him very well. So they also did some similar things. Obviously, that night he was fine, like 19 points, 19 rebounds, 6 assists. But, you know, overall, teams have really gone out of their way to make sure that he's not going to get a bunch of shots and he's going to have to, you know, kick the ball out. And, you know, what I think is going to be really interesting is when you watch the Western Conference Finals last year, I think the big thing everyone remembers from the playoffs is the Rockets being ahead of the Warriors and then the Rockets missing 27 straight threes, right? Like that's just one of those moments that will stay with people forever, because I don't know if we've ever really seen anything like that where a team stubbornly stick to exactly who they were and what they wanted to be, despite it not working. And just watching that Pacers game and seeing Giannis continually pass and pass and pass, and then, you know, after the game, I asked Mike Budenholzer, hey, is there a point where you want him to force shots? Because if he's not, then you're playing a totally different game than you normally are. And he said, no, him making the right pass is more important than anything else for us at the moment. Like, he has to be able to do that. And, you know, as he said that, I was like, huh. And then I asked Giannis, and he said, no, you know, that's an ego thing. Forcing shots, that's an ego thing. I just got to make the right pass. I got to make the right play. And it made me think, huh, okay. So if that's the case, if that's what they want, once it gets to the playoffs, are the Bucks okay with him shooting 10 times per game in a 7-game series? Because if so, then, you know, we're going to really see the test of this system, and we're going to see a test of whether or not the Bucks will shoot poorly in 4 of 7 games, because, you know, that's how long that series is going to be, and that's going to be the real test. And, you know, I do think Mike Budenholzer is probably a big enough believer in his system that if we keep getting good shots for our other guys, they're going to go in at a large majority of the time, but certainly 4 out of 7 times. But I do wonder if we are heading for that kind of collision course where all of a sudden you're just going to watch Giannis pass and pass and pass and all the other guys get shots during a playoff series and everyone be okay with it. And I think that's where it gets really interesting.
Coach Name, appreciate your time. Give the gift of the Athletic this holiday season. Give the gift of Eric Name. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you.
Eric Name joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, as he does Fridays at 8:35 right here on The Fan. Again, Great Midwest Bank. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935.